Join Aaron Ryan and Bill Cundiff for We the People Radio every Sunday from noon until 2. We bring you the whole story rather than a bunch of sound bites.
You'll hear from experts on national security, the environment, veterans affairs, world politics, and everything in between.
Our commercial-free archives are always available at wethepeopleradio.us.
Sponsored in part by Pape Machinery, located at 3119 Twinview Boulevard, for all your John Deere Ag and Turf products.
Join us every Sunday from noon until 2. wethepeopleradio.us.
SST Oil on Windham Lane in Reading, your source for specialty fuels and oils, including kerosene and low sulfur fuel oil. They feature Toyotomi heating systems and on-demand water heaters. Save $100 on a new Toyotomi home water heater and ask about special savings for residents affected by the car fire. Locally owned SST Oil, supporting the community through summer fires and winter snows. Stay warm and cozy with Toyotomi and SST Oil. 241-1167. 241-1167.
Yep, we get company.
Dandelions, lurking crabgrass, and wheat thin grass. But Scott's Turf Builder Triple Action takes care of them all. Now, with one bag, you can kill weeds, prevent crabgrass for up to 4 months, and feed for greener grass. Triple Action, so your lawn thrives, guaranteed. Only from Scott's.
Weeds aren't welcome here.
This is a Scott's yard. Pick up a bag of Scott's Triple Action today.
Do you ever feel overwhelmed by the ever-changing world of technology? Tech It Out can help make some sense of it all. Breaking down geek speak into street speak, technology columnist, author, and TV personality Mark Saltzman covers consumer technology each week for every listener. Mark tackles the latest news, reviews, and how-tos to help you understand what's hot, what's not, and why.
Hey, everyone. Welcome to Tech It Out, episode 140. I'm hoping that everyone is doing okay out there, given our current situation. If you or someone you know is sick, I'm wishing you and your loved ones to heal fast and get well. I know there's a lot of people out of work. It's a very scary time. And I know a lot of people are also going a bit crazy being indoors, you know, while self-isolating, something that more than 305 million Americans have been asked to do, believe it or not. That's more than 90% of the population. At the very least, technology can help you stay connected, like with video calls and the ability to watch Netflix with others at the same time in another home, all of that. We've been exploring these themes over the past couple of weeks on Tech It Out, and today we'll continue on with that thread. First up on the show, we're going to tell you how to protect yourself from these scammers out there who are exploiting coronavirus, as if things weren't bad enough right now. After that, we're going to learn about a device called EB that can bring families together virtually by sharing photos and videos with one another. And we're going to also learn about a website called Voti that is helping to map the spread of COVID-19, where you can do your part and map your status and then view the live map on the platform. All of this and more on today's Tech It Out, which is powered by Asus. I'll tell you more about them shortly, but let's kick off the show. There are so many side stories to this global pandemic, and one of them is cyber criminals exploiting what's going on by tricking people into opening a COVID-19 related attachment that contains malicious software like a virus, or duping Americans into clicking on a link that takes you to a phony site for free hand sanitizer and so on. These scammers are everywhere and they're relentless. And so it's a great time to talk cybersecurity. And we're now going to learn about a new product called HackTrap. On the line to chat is John C. Wolf. He's the Chief Executive Officer at Axiom Cyber Solutions, the folks behind HackTrap. Welcome to the show, John. How are you holding up?
Hey, Mark. It's a pleasure to be here. Thanks for having us. And we're holding up well. It's certainly gotten a lot busier lately.
I bet.
We're keeping pace.
Good. I hope you and your family are well. It's a scary time, and now a lot of Americans are forced to work from home. They may not have the same kind of security on their home network or on their laptop as they do at the office, not to mention all of the coronavirus-related scams going around. So people are being attacked from all sides, as I mentioned. So have you seen these kinds of threats, John? You sort of hinted at it has been a busier time for you. Do you think it's tied to this pandemic?
Mark, as a user, I've absolutely seen these threats, and they're increasing daily. In fact, Google just released a new report providing some pretty insightful statistics. In January, there were almost 150,000 active phishing websites. However, that number rose in February by 50% to 293,000. Now, in March, there are 522,495 active phishing websites, which is a 350% increase since the beginning of the year. The major factor in the rise of these scams are fake COVID-19 websites, which are promising a cure for treatment or some type of treatment in exchange for personal information. Another company we follow named RiskIQ has tracked coronavirus keywords, and they have determined that over 300,000 suspicious COVID-19 websites have been created between March 9th and March 23rd, which is just an astounding figure and shows just how brazen these hackers are becoming.
Yeah, no doubt. And a phishing scam, and that's P-H-I-S-H-I-N-G, this is where you get an authentic-looking email or text message that says, you know, click here. As you said, it could be for some sort of information or something for free. And it looks like a legitimate website, but in fact, it's fraudulent. So that's a phishing scam, opposed to, say, a virus that will infect your device right then and there. But we're seeing phishing scams trump viruses in terms of their effectiveness. So a lot of people are getting duped, unfortunately. So this is where HackTrap comes in. From what I understand, this is both hardware and software. Can you elaborate?
Yeah, it's a small hardware box with our software running on it that gets installed right behind your internet entry point in your home. So if you've got cable internet, comes right behind your cable modem, DSL, right behind the DSL modem. And our software is actively scanning and detecting nefarious activity, such as ransomware, denial of service, and a whole other list of cyber attacks. And it actively prevents the software from executing once we detect it. So what's more, it's getting more intelligent by the hour as our central AI platform is constantly updating the local software in the box with various new threats, sometimes up to 150 times a day.
Wow. Okay. So instead of the user, like a regular consumer like me, having to manually download and update to cybersecurity software, your box, which plugs into the back of a modem, a high-speed internet modem, this will then handle that all automatically. I don't have to worry about maintaining that.
Right. And the frequency is where some solutions are once a week or once a month. I mean, we're updating every 10 minutes, and we curate a large number of threats from all kinds of sources. So we're not only doing it for you, we're doing it very often to make sure that you've got the latest protection up to the minute.
Okay. And how would you say HackTrap compares to other cybersecurity solutions, which are usually software only? You've already talked a bit about the frequency of the updates to stay one step ahead of the bad guys. But is there a reason why that box is needed opposed to software that you can install?
Sure. I think there are a number of things that make our solution unique. The first thing is it protects all devices installed in a home rather than just a limited data set on your home computer. A lot of people have installed software on the computer but don't realize that their router and a significant number of smart devices in their homes are creating a significant number of more vulnerabilities that a local software solution on a single PC just can't provide protection for.
Okay, got it. So if I install cybersecurity software on, say, a laptop, my smartphone, which is on the same wireless network, my tablet, and smart home devices that are also on the same Wi-Fi network, they're relatively unprotected because that software is dedicated only to the laptop, whereas your solution sort of hits it right at the source. It scans anything incoming and outgoing to your entire network, right?
That's absolutely correct. So, and our homes are filled with these great, great products that are enriching our lifestyle, but they're feature-rich but significantly lacking in security and creating a lot of new problems and opportunities for hackers.
We're chatting with John Wolf. He's the CEO at Axiom Cyber Solutions. These are the people behind HackTrap. This is a new piece of hardware and software in one device that you plug into your modem. As you mentioned, John, it also protects against smart home devices that generally do enrich our lives, things like cameras and video doorbells and Wi-Fi thermostats, and the list goes on. But what are the risks there? We've heard about baby monitors being hacked and web cameras. Is this the kind of things that this device, HackTrap, can protect from?
Absolutely. HackTrap was originally designed to provide protection for homes that were outfitted with this technology. It's such a tremendous area where new products are being developed and introduced daily. And while there being tremendous lifestyle enhancements, we all love them, and the benefits and the entertainment they provide, but they're being developed with a feature-first, security-last mentality and are exposing unsuspecting buyers to a lot of new risks. Now, with the introduction of COVID-19 and the work-at-home situations that all of us are experiencing, these products now provide hackers a new playground to target and get all kinds of information for financial benefit. So it's really become a really incredible target-rich environment for hackers.
I've got a question for you, John. Speaking of working from home during this global pandemic, a lot of people are now using video conferencing tools like Zoom to stay in touch with their colleagues or their family and friends. But it's been in the news a lot lately about these Zoom vulnerabilities. Not to just, you know, shine a light on one company, but Zoom seems to be the star, if you will, on one hand out of all of this, but they're also the biggest target. What's going on there, and can HackTrap protect against Zoom users?
Yes, I think that Zoom, unfortunately, is not the only product that's having problems, but I think because they've kind of become a star player because things are almost getting reported daily with new vulnerabilities being found. And I think with their rise in popularity, they're becoming a target of both ethical hackers and nefarious hackers at the same time.
And to clarify, an ethical hacker is someone who is hired to try to infiltrate a network or a piece of software or hardware, and for good, right? Like they're doing it to help a company out. So you're saying that both the good guys are trying to get in as well as the bad guys.
That's correct.
Thanks for the clarification.
Yeah, with good intentions and with the hope of revealing flaws so that the company can close those loops quickly. But yesterday's alert was, now there's been a new exposure where somebody can take over your camera and your keyboard. So before, it was about taking over one of the windows and displaying porn or annoying images. Now it's even getting worse, where they can get email addresses and images of people that are in your contact list. So every day it seems like there's something new with these guys.
As if we didn't have enough to worry about, now there's even more. All right, John, how much does HackTrap cost, and where can we learn more?
We've kept it very affordable. The cost for the box and setup fee and installation is only $49.99, and the monthly cost starts at $9.99 on a subscription basis, and you can cancel any time. So there are some good competitive products out there, but I don't think they're as robust as HackTrap from a technical perspective, and they're certainly nowhere near as affordable.
Okay, so it's HackTrap.com, HackTrap.com. John, be well. Thank you so much for carving out some time to chat. Best of luck with this product, and appreciate your time on the show here today.
Mark, thank you, buddy, and listen, take care, and thanks for having us on.
You're listening to Tech It Out, powered by ASUS, for those in search of incredible. I'll tell you more about ASUS when we return after this short break, and then we're going to kick into an interview about EB. We'll be right back.
Listen to Tech It Out whenever you want. Find the Tech It Out podcast at iTunes or wherever you get your podcasts.
Not all laptops are created equal. Introducing the ASUS ExpertBook B9450, a super thin and lightweight business-grade laptop that's powerful, durable, and secure. Weighing in at only 870 grams and less than 50 millimeters thin, the ExpertBook B9450 was designed for modern professionals on the go. And this laptop is powered by Microsoft's Windows 10 Pro and enjoys battery life up to 24 hours between charges. More info is at asus.com/US.
Cancer is the number one cause of death by disease for children in the U.S. today. Since the Austin Hatcher Foundation's birth in 2006, it has grown to provide unique programs to help the children and the families affected by pediatric cancer. Support begins at the time of diagnosis and continues throughout survivorship at no cost to families. Lives touched by the foundation continue to rise each day. But we need your help. Donate, volunteer, or partner with the Austin Hatcher Foundation. Learn how you can get involved. Visit hatcherfoundation.org for more information.
Do you know one thing that you can do to make your turkey hunting season more successful? That would be scouting before season opens up. Hi, this is Drew Ramage with Drawn to Wildlife's Tip of the Week. Why is preseason scouting so important? Because it can provide you with a wealth of knowledge about the turkey's behavior. Scouting can tell you where the birds are roosting, where they fly down, how many turkeys are using your farm, and much, much more. How do you scout? Arrive early in the morning and listen to see how many birds are gobbling and where they go once they hit the ground. Then, when the coast is clear, walk around. See if you can find feathers, tracks, droppings, or dusting locations. This can tell you where they're hanging out during the middle of the day. Scouting before season can give you plans 1, 2, or 3 in case the bird isn't cooperating or gets boogered up. To learn more about this topic and many more, check us out on drawntowildlife.com, where the seasons never end.
With your Mayo Clinic Radio Health Minute, I'm Jeff Olson.
Both canola and olive oil are very versatile to use. They are great to use in many different recipes, even in baking.
Dietitian Angie Murad says using these unsaturated oils in place of saturated fats can help reduce the incidence of chronic conditions, such as type 2 diabetes and cardiovascular disease.
Plant and seed oils have mono and polyunsaturated fats, which can help increase the good cholesterol or the HDL cholesterol and help lower the bad cholesterol or LDL cholesterol.
Murat says seed oils like peanut and sesame have stronger flavor and higher smoke points, so they're great in marinades and stir fries. Walnut oil's lower smoke point makes it better for dressings. Just remember, all oils are high in calories.
So you just want to use them in moderation.
For more information, talk with your healthcare provider or visit mayoclinic.org.
Join Aaron Ryan and Bill Cundiff for We the People Radio every Sunday from noon until 2. We bring you the whole story rather than a bunch of sound bites.
You'll hear from experts on national security, the environment, veterans affairs, world politics, and everything in between.
Our commercial-free archives are always available at wethepeopleradio.us.
Sponsored in part by Pape Machinery, located at 3119 Twinview Boulevard, for all your John Deere Ag and Turf products.
Join us every Sunday from noon until 2. wethepeopleradio.us.
Hear that? It's time for Dodge Power Dollars on Dodge Charger and Challenger, where you get $10 off per horsepower. So you can enjoy the sweet sounds of Dodge Charger RT Scat Pack's 485 horsepower and get $4,850 off. Or take it up a notch with Dodge Challenger SRT Hellcat Red Eye 797 horsepower and get $7,970 off. So come in for Dodge Power Dollars and get a great deal. Up and available on leases. See dealer for details.
Our veterans risked it all to protect our freedoms. And now they need our help as we all fight the coronavirus. At an unprecedented time in history, our most vulnerable veterans are isolated at hospitals. And during their greatest time of need, their family, hospital volunteers, and staff can have little or no contact with them. Being alone can be terrifying, but we all can help. Help Heal Veterans, with the support of citizens like you, creates, manufactures, and distributes therapeutic art and craft projects for our veterans and military at no charge to them. We invite you to join us in supporting an isolated or sick veteran and help them through this desperate time. To learn more, visit healvets.org. This message is furnished by Help Heal Veterans, a not-for-profit organization that has been helping veterans for nearly 50 years. healvets.org.
Welcome back to Tech It Out on the Radio America Network. This show is powered by ASUS. For those in search of incredible, ASUS creates technology for today and tomorrow's smart life, including its line of award-winning laptops, desktops, monitors, smartphones, tablets, smartwatches, and much more. For those in search of incredible, visit asus.com/us/radio for more info. That's asus.com/us/radio. I've said this before and I'll say it again. Technology plays a key role to maintaining a sense of normalcy while dealing with the COVID-19 crisis. Whether it's video chatting with friends to stay connected, streaming your favorite TV shows or movies or podcasts, or working from home using collaboration software, self-isolation doesn't mean you can't remain in touch and entertained and productive. And now we're going to touch base with one of my favorite tech companies, SanDisk, about how one device they've got called Ebi can help families remain close as well, even though they may be living apart. Joining us on the line to chat all about it is Anthony Morchetto. He's the Director of Product Marketing at Western Digital Consumer Brands. Welcome to the show, Anthony.
Thanks, Mark. Glad to be here.
Now, before we talk about Ebi and how it can help families stay connected during these challenging times, please tell us a bit about SanDisk. I'm sure that our listeners have at least one SanDisk product in their home or one from the parent company, Western Digital. Tell us a bit about the company.
Absolutely. So we've been around for quite a long time. We have quite a range of consumer storage solutions that people around the world use every day. Everyone's probably most familiar and loves SanDisk for their imaging cards, SSDs, and USBs. And WD is well known for their portable hard drives and SSDs like My Passport. Both brands are definitely known and trusted for their reliability when it comes to preserving and protecting and sharing people's photos, videos, and files.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. And, you know, unfortunately, there are scammers out there who are exploiting coronavirus and attacking those who are now forced to work from home, and maybe they don't have the same security protocols that they do at the office, mm-hmm. or they're duping people into giving out their personal information, you know, when it's a coronavirus-related email that you're getting saying, oh, click here if you want free hand sanitizer and all this. So my point is this. It's super important, more now than ever before, to regularly back up your important files, because you never know when you're going to get hit with ransomware where your files are locked until you pay up, or even if you don't pay, there's still some challenges in getting your files, or if you get hit with a virus or any kind of hard drive malfunction while working from home. So now more than ever during this COVID-19 pandemic, it's important for people to remember to proactively back up your important files on a regular basis, whether you want to do it on a thumb drive, an external mm-hmm. hard drive. And then you also have a line called G Technology, which is a bit more of a rugged, portable solution, right?
That's correct. And that's for a professional audience and for production studios that have that require more of the demanding premium solutions that you would experience or need to use in production studios and the like.
Yeah, I'd even say like YouTubers out in the field, you know, shooting and editing their stuff. They need something fast and durable. All right. Without further ado, Anthony, now let's talk about EB, and it's spelled IBI from SanDisk. What is it exactly?
Great question. So one of the biggest pain points that we found is a single solution that collects, organizes, and shares photos and videos privately, and it's creating this sort of digital chaos on how people manage their memories. You find, you know, content on your smartphones, on social media, or even a cloud account, and this is creating an issue that EB is here to help solve that problem. So it helps to collect all of your photos and videos from all your devices, and then it backs them up at home on a physical device. And once they're all there, you're in control of who you share them out with an intuitive app. So the idea of, you know, many people right now are concerned about privacy and a bigger desire to have more control over their content. So especially with those private, intimate moments that matter, like weddings or births or birthdays, these are moments that you want to cherish and keep with just your innermost circles. And so with EB, you have that control where your photos and videos are backed up on that device in your home, and then you can choose who you want to share those memories out with. It's a very great product.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we're going to talk more about the sharing component in a moment, but it's this small cylindrical white device that you plug into the wall. It needs power, and then it just joins your Wi-Fi. And then, as you were saying, no matter where your memories are stored, it can be a smartphone or an iPad or other kind of tablet, a laptop or a desktop or even social media, it aggregates all of this content for you securely, and then you can share it with those who matter, and everybody can contribute to that one central repository, if you will, everybody in your circle, right? So can you walk us through how it works? So you plug it in, and then how do you get going?
A big opportunity we had is to solve the digital chaos we talked about for families, and it being more seamless and easy to use. So the product was designed with simplicity in mind, because at times it could get kind of complex when you think about backing up different content from different storage devices, different things. So focusing on a seamless setup and integration into daily life was key. So once you have EB at home, you can just plug it in and download the app. The interface is super intuitive, so we get you up and running with ease. And then you can choose if you want to have it automatically back up your smartphone or devices via Wi-Fi, and whichever social media platforms or existing cloud services you have, and EB aggregates it all. And like you mentioned, you can also upload content from a USB directly to the back of the device or right from the desktop app on your Mac or PC.
When we return on Tech It Out after this short break, we're going to continue learning about EB. Again, it's spelled IBI. It's from SanDisk, and it's a way to organize and share all your precious family memories. We'll be right back.
Want to follow Mark? Google him. Mark with a C and Saltzman with a Z.
You can take us with you anytime, anywhere, live with our streaming audio feed at kcnr1460.com.
Kia doesn't have to be the oldest SUV maker around, because what they lack in the cautious restraint of age, they make up for with the gravel-pounding ambition of youth. Telluride, Sportage, and Sorento SX, part of the tough-and-ready lineup of SUVs from Kia, with fully active all-wheel drive, torque vectoring corner control, and forward collision warning. Kia, give it everything. No system, no matter how advanced, can compensate for all driver error and or driving conditions. Forward collision warning is not a substitute for safe driving and may not detect all objects surrounding the vehicle. Always drive safely and use caution. Brembo has been stopping champions on the track as well as drivers like you and me on the street for over 50 years. Whether it's UV-coated brake discs, low-dust premium ceramic brake pads, or high-temperature brake fluid, BrembostoreUSA.com is the place to go to buy genuine Brembo OE-equivalent replacement brake components. Go to BrembostoreUSA.com to help you achieve that 60-0 braking performance you deserve and expect from Brembo. Brembo, the choice of champions and consumers for over 50 years.
The experts at Web.com want to build your business a successful website for free, just like we did for these current Web.com customers.
We've used and looked at other website designers, but there's nobody better than Web.com.
Web.com can build your website in as little as 7 days free. Plus, we'll promote it on all the major search engines like Google, Yahoo, and Bing. If after 30 days you're happy, we'll continue to provide promotion, hosting, support, and maintenance, all for one low monthly fee. If not, cancel and pay nothing.
If you're in business today and you don't have a web presence, you won't be taken seriously.
Call right now and you'll also get a free .com or .net domain name for your new website powered by VeriSign, the world's leading domain name provider.
Call 800-993-8236. That's 800-993-8236.
No upfront charge for site build, after which ongoing fees apply. Rights to site are relinquished when canceled. Domain included during active service, after which fees apply.
That's 800-993-8236.
Would you get on an airplane if you knew it had a 50% chance of crashing? You may be riding that plane right now. If you have your money in a 401k or IRA and you plan to take out the recommended percentage each year when you retire, your chance of running out of money is 50%. 50%. But there's a better and safer way to secure your income in retirement. Discover how in a free book called Rescue Your Retirement. This wealth building strategy has never had a losing year in more than a century. In fact, even the man who invented the 401k now prefers this method instead. Get Rescue Your Retirement free for just a small shipping charge and enjoy a safe landing and a comfortable retirement. Get this free book and make sure you don't run out of money. Hurry, this offer is extremely limited. To get your free copy, just go to growwealthsafely.com. That's growwealthsafely.com to discover how to rescue your retirement. growwealthsafely.com.
Breaking down geek speak into street speak. This is Tech It Out. Tech It Out with technology columnist, author, and TV personality Mark Saltzman.
Welcome back to Tech It Out. We're chatting with Anthony Morchetto. He's director of product marketing at Western Digital's consumer brands, and that includes EBI by SanDisk. Again, it's spelled IBI. It's a very simplistic yet powerful way of aggregating, organizing, and sharing your photos. Let's talk about the sharing component for a moment. I want to tie it back to what most of us are going through right now with self-isolation, practicing social or physical distancing. This product can play an interesting role now on how families can archive their memories. This is such a timely product. Can you tie it to what's going on today?
Yes, we're all experiencing a very challenging time, and now more than ever, keeping those connections is helping us cope with the world around us. So when we were developing the product 2 years ago, we did some research and found that more than half of Americans, around 54%, feel less of a deep connection with their inner circle of family and friends than they did 5 years ago, despite the proliferation and use of social media and smartphones. At the same time, around 85% of those same respondents who share photos with their inner circle said that it helped to strengthen those personal relationships with friends and family as one of their main drivers. So to us, this data suggests that privately sharing photos and videos with friends and family may help you deepen those connections that many people have believed have been weakened over the years. And even with my own personal experience, me connecting with family and friends that I haven't done in years has been such a special part of, you know, of this circumstance. So at its heart, EV is really about bringing people together in the memories they share. Of course, it is used for that main usage of aggregation and collecting the content, but we also see this as a tool to keep those deeper connections. And our hope is that EV can be that useful tool for people to remain connected through their memories, relieving the times of celebration, like birthdays, weddings, births, to help them get through this unprecedented time.
Yeah, it's all a great point. Thank you so much for that, Anthony. Before we wrap up, what would you say is a lesser-known feature or your favorite one that many people might not know about? For me, it was the aha moment when I realized that I can connect it to Facebook and other platforms, as well as some cloud accounts that I have where my photos are uploaded.
People don't realize how much content they have and memories scattered all over the place. So those are such fantastic features of the product. I think one of the specific features when we're talking about private sharing is how you can privately share with those you'd like to share with. So a lot on social media, a lot of people don't like to, broadcast all of their world. So having the ability to privately share individual photos or entire albums through an EV link by text or by email is something that's fantastic. You can invite others to contribute their own photos and videos as well. And one other feature that we have is the Inner Circle, which acts as a private social network to connect with your loved ones, where it's a closed circle where you invite only the people who you want. So the private sharing is such a fantastic thing for us to connect. We also have TV casting, where you can actually enjoy watching videos and photos and can be cast through your Chromecast, Amazon Fire TV, or Roku.
Oh, cool. I didn't know about that.
Yeah.
All right. So finally, how much does EV cost? How much storage is there for the geeks like me who want to know like a number of gigabytes it can store? And where could we pick it up?
EV is 1 terabyte, and it comes at a cost of $129.99. The great thing is that there's no recurring fees, and you can find it at on Amazon, BestBuy.com, or even our own MeetEV.com website, and that's MeetEV. And we're still taking orders and processing shipments at this time.
Okay. And again, a terabyte is about 1,000 gigabytes, so it's tons of storage.
Up to 250,000 photos or up to 100-plus hours of HD video. So it's plenty of space for everyone to fill up and have their family's memories.
All right. Again, it's meeteb.com, right? MeetEV.com.
That's it, Mark.
All right. Anthony, thank you so much for your time. Wishing you and your family well throughout this unprecedented time that we're living in. And at the very least, you'll be able to share these memories that you've captured over the years effortlessly with your family members. Thanks again.
Thanks, Mark.
I'm a big fan of SanDisk and its parent company, Western Digital. In fact, I've trusted other companies in the past with, you know, backing up my important files to a hard drive or to a flash drive, a USB stick. And, you know, there's nothing worse than realizing that it's corrupted, that something happened, there's some sort of hard drive malfunction or corruption where you can't access your files. It's a terrible feeling. So I've found that in all the years that I've been doing this tech thing, that SanDisk has been a lot more reliable, and Western Digital for hard drives, than any other company that I've reviewed. So anyhow, just food for thought. I also am a big believer in making duplicates and triplicates of your important files. In fact, there are free cloud services as well, like Dropbox and OneDrive from Microsoft and Google Drive and iCloud and so on. So what you should do is hedge your bets by uploading your photos and videos and other important files like documents to the cloud with a good password, of course, but also consider an offline solution like a local drive so you don't need the internet in order to access it. I think it's just a smart practice. Hey, before we take a break and talk with Vody about their platform and how it's tied to COVID-19, feel free to reach out to me if you've got any questions or comments or feedback on the Tech It Out radio show or podcast. Maybe you'd like to be a guest on the show, or you know someone who would be a good guest, and maybe they've got a company that's doing something interesting. I've been trying to focus a lot on what's going on with coronavirus and how our life has changed very quickly over the past month and explore the different tech stories associated with this global pandemic, everything from staying in touch through video communication to working from home to protecting yourself from all the related cybersecurity threats out there that we talked about at the beginning of this program, to online education. A lot of your kids or grandkids are going to be learning the rest of this school year, at least remotely. You get the idea. So if you've got any suggestions for me, you can reach me at tech@marksaltzman.com. So that's my email address, tech@marksaltzman.com. Or I'm on social media. I'm on Instagram, Facebook, LinkedIn, Twitter, and YouTube. So take your pick. And if you do like this show, please feel free to give a review on the podcast site and feel free to share it with friends and family who you think will benefit from my plain English approach to technology. As I like to say, I try to break down geek speak into street speak. And I do appreciate your support. You know, I'm absolutely thrilled that the show started in July of 2017 with 40 stations across the country that picked up the one-hour show. Now we're at 104 stations, and beyond thrilled, as well as the podcast, of course. So thank you so much for your support. We'll be back shortly with more Tech It Out when we chat with Vodi. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
Breaking down geek speak into street speak. Tech It Out, hosted by Mark Saltzman.
Not all laptops are created equal. Introducing the ASUS ExpertBook B9450, a super thin and lightweight business-grade laptop that's powerful, durable, and secure. Weighing in at only 870 grams and less than 50 millimeters thin, the ExpertBook B9450 was designed for modern professionals on the go. And this laptop is powered by Microsoft's Windows 10 Pro and enjoys battery life up to 24 hours between charges. More info is at asus.com/US.
She used to play hide-and-seek in your backyard. Now, she's getting married in it. So when you see a bare spot, you need something that patches it fast. Pennington One Step Complete has a revolutionary formula that repairs bare spots in only 2 weeks or less. Pennington has been trusted since 1945, and now it works even faster. One Step Complete from Pennington. Honest green. Get your lawn ready for any occasion. Head to your local retailer to pick up One Step Complete.
As soon as we're back out in our yard, yep, we get company.
Dandelions, lurking crabgrass, and weak thin grass. But Scout's Turf Builder Triple Action takes care of them all. Now, with one bag, you can kill weeds, prevent crabgrass for up to 4 months, and feed for greener grass. Triple Action, so your lawn thrives, guaranteed. Only from Scout's.
Weeds aren't welcome here.
This is a Scout's yard. Pick up a bag of Scout's Triple Action today.
If you're driven by an adventurous heart, you're in luck. The Subaru Outback is all new for 2020. It'll take you as far as you want to explore with standard symmetrical all-wheel drive plus up to 33 miles per gallon. It'll take you off the beaten path with 8.7 inches of ground clearance plus standard X mode with hill descent control. Welcome to the all-new best Outback ever, the 2020 Subaru Outback. Go where love takes you. EPA estimated highway fuel economy for the 2020 Subaru Outback non-turbo model. Actual mileage may vary.
Here is your healthcare update with America's healthcare advocate, Carrie Hall.
Do antioxidants really neutralize cancer-causing free radicals? I'll be right back to give you the answer. Antioxidants do neutralize free radicals and convert them into harmless substances that can be eliminated. The body has a natural supply, but many foods are powerful antioxidants. Foods like oranges, blueberries, strawberries, grapes, spinach, kale, yes, that broccoli, tea, tomatoes, and Brussels sprouts all have natural antioxidants as well as vitamin A, C, E, and beta carotene, cozine, Q10, zinc, magnesium, and selenium, which is found in garlic. Well-known medical institutions like Harvard and the University of California, Johns Hopkins, Stanford all say these can make a very big difference and reverse the effects of aging. That's a powerful message, ladies and gentlemen, and the choice is yours. For more information, go to our website, americashealthcareadvocate.com, americashealthcareadvocate.com.
Welcome back to Tech It Out, everyone. This program is powered by ASUS, creating technology for today and tomorrow's smart life. ASUS, for those in search of incredible. Check out asus.com/US/radio for more info. That's asus.com/US/radio. Over the past couple of weeks, we've been exploring several of the impactful ways technology is helping during the COVID-19 crisis. And we're now going to learn about a new tool called Voti, which can map out the spread of coronavirus in your neighborhood and even let you view it via a live map. Plus, it's a platform that can be used in several other ways as well, as we'll hear now from Scott Pereira. He's the CEO at Voti Solutions. Welcome to the program, Scott. Thanks for your time.
Thanks, Mark. Great to be here.
Now, before we talk about what you're doing around COVID-19, please tell us a bit about Voti, kind of high level. What's it all about?
So Voti was born out of an observation that I'm sure all of us have done. Anytime you're going to a restaurant, even to a retailer or a hardware store, very often they want to capture our feedback. And the process is just broken. It's usually through going through a hyperlink and entering a whole bunch of information before even getting to the part where you can give your feedback. And we looked at ourselves and said, we can do this better based on our past experience in the mobility side. And so we came up with Voti, which gives people an effortless way to give their opinions in 15 seconds or less.
Okay, yeah, so we'll explore that in a couple of moments from now, because I know you've said in the past that surveys don't work, so I'd like to hear how Voti differs. And Voti, by the way, is spelled V-O-T-I-E, and the website is voti.io, but we'll get to that. And to confirm, it's not an app, correct? It works on any platform.
That's right. In coming up with that solution, we said people need to be able to access this using their mobile devices, but also, more and more, there's popularity with tablets and desktop. And so we're using a completely cloud-based solution that anyone can access from any type of interface that they have access to.
Okay. And that's one of the key differentiators between Voti and some of these other sites and apps that we've been asked to adopt, and it just hasn't reached that sort of mass adoption.
Exactly. So, you know, there's a ton of other sites that are out there to help collect feedback, traditionally using almost like a long-form survey where you have your traditional question and answer and flip the page and
right.
So on.
Like SurveyMonkey or something.
Exactly. And what we wanted to do was really just capture people while they're on site, so to get the right timing, geolocate that data, so that we know for sure that the person was at that location, and have it done in 15 to 30 seconds. So one page where you rate the key KPIs for that business owner.
That's, of course, key performance indicators as well. Not everybody listening runs a business, so I wanted to just clarify that.
Sure.
Now, when you say capture location information, so let's say you're a restaurant, and I'll ask you in a moment about some of the verticals that you're approaching, but let's say you run a restaurant, you want to gauge the experience that a patron had. If they didn't fill out that Voti or answer the questions right then and there, they may be back at home already. So how do you know that they were at that place?
So the way Voti works is that very often in the restaurants, there will be a display with a QR or an NFC chip. And as we know, all of the latest mobile devices now come with native NFC scanning capability. So to make sure people do that while they're on site, all they would have to do is literally tap their phone at the cache, which launches the Voti experience on their device. And so we can geolocate. And alternatively, we also offer a solution for business owners to either send a separate Voti link via SMS or email, and we can distinguish which ones were actually done in-house and which ones might be tracked from outside, so that we know that the ones that are in-house, for sure, it was people that were in the location.
So I could see the benefits to businesses. What are the benefits to the consumer?
For the consumer, the great thing is that it actually gives you a way to communicate with that business rather than, you know, those generic surveys that you fill out and you never hear back and you don't know what happens. Traditionally, people were filling out paper survey and you never hear back from this. What we've done at Voti, not only do we make it effortless for the customer, the consumer, to provide their feedback, but on the business owner side, we have an administration app where they can instantly respond back to customer. So we make it super easy on both sides, and it keeps that relationship between the business owner and the consumer, and there's a lot higher rate of response between both of them to each other.
So I can see the benefit, again, to the restaurant or to the hotel, or maybe you can tell us some of the other industries that you're approaching. But as a consumer, I don't know why I would do this. You know what I mean? Unless there's like, you know, a chance to win something or, you know, like some sort of incentive.
Exactly. So we have some locations that are giving an incentive for the feedback. But surprisingly enough, there's a whole host of our customers that have zero prize, let's say, for the feedback. And people like doing it just because it's so fun and it's easy. So it becomes something that people try. We also play with a little bit of animation, and we try to gamify the experience a little bit as well. So it kind of gets people to try it just to see what type of animation. So, for example, if you were to rate all happy, there's an animation, maybe a confetti or fireworks that pop. And if you were to vote all negative, well, we explode the character, and so we're also adding a gamification side to make it kind of fun to see what happens depending on the vote that comes out.
I got it. We'll continue chatting with Scott Pereira from Voti.io. That's V as in Victor, O-T-I-E.io, when we return on Tech It Out, and we're going to talk more about the COVID-19 feature built into the platform. We'll be right back with more Tech It Out.
Follow Mark Saltzman on Facebook, on Twitter, on Instagram. Listen to Tech It Out whenever you want.
Hi, I'm Sharon Clark of Home Helpers. It's amazing to look back at all the families we've touched since 2004, but our clients say it best.
I want to express my deep appreciation for the love and support you and your...
So fortunate to have an organization like Home Helpers.
You never know how much your contribution meant or how greatly you touched our lives.
Thank you so much for helping me care for my husband.
After hearing what it's meant to them, I truly can't imagine doing anything else. When you need help for your loved one, choose Home Helpers. There is no place like home.
The Reading Civic Auditorium brings a wide variety of shows to the North State. Go to readingcivic.com and join their mailing list for free. Get early access to tickets and first dibs on the best seats in the house. Grab a drink with friends at the fully stocked bar or locally roasted coffee. Snacks and other beverages at the River Rock Cafe. Enjoy lidded beverages throughout the auditorium at every show. If you want to know about the best concerts coming to the North State, go to readingcivic.com to learn more.
From the Pacific Justice Institute, this is The Legal Edge, defending your rights as a Christian, a parent, and a citizen. Here's Brad Dickus.
Suicide and depression have reached record highs, leaving communities feeling helpless and reeling with brokenness. There is an urgent need to rebuild authentic, caring communities. And recent studies show church planting is quickly becoming one of the best ways to transform neighborhoods into a place where people are seen, cared for, and missed when they don't make the weekly service. Here, they are able to forge a relationship with God who brings hope, purpose, and perspective to their lives. If you are considering starting a church plant or parachurch ministry, Pacific Justice Institute is here to help.
The Pacific Justice Institute provides legal representation to individuals without charge. Learn more at pacificjustice.org. That's pacificjustice.org.
With Scott Pereira. He's the CEO at Voti Solutions. We're learning about Voti.io. It is a web app, if you will, so you can use it on any device. You don't have to download anything or update it. We'll talk about the COVID-19 related feature built into Voti in a moment, but I guess it's no different than like Google asking you to rate where you just were, or you know, OpenTable or some other platform.
Exactly. Well, the big differentiator for us and what business owners love is that very often those platforms exist, but they're paying thousands of dollars, sometimes to third-party companies, to manage those reviews online. And anything that happens is actually in public. A few months ago here in the Montreal area, there was a story that was done where they found very often a lot of those public ratings are coming from people that never even went to the establishment and competitors were negatively rating their competition to try to get people to come to their restaurant.
I know that some apps like Hotels.com, they won't allow a review of that hotel unless you stayed there. And so they know that you've stayed there because you've booked it through the app or website. So I think that's smart to combat fake reviews, right?
Exactly.
All right. Now talk to us about what you're doing tied to coronavirus.
So what we're doing for the coronavirus, you know, we're dealing in the hospitality sector, which has been really badly hit by all of the measures that are put in place right now, and rightfully so. Let's get through this. But we said, rather than sit idle here until this passes, maybe we can use technology to map out different affected regions. So after a couple of long evenings, we got together and we put up a live crowdsourced map where anyone can submit their symptoms within 15 seconds. And because we have that ability to geolocate, very easily in 15 seconds, you can say if you have different symptoms, so if you have cough, fever, or trouble breathing. And then we map that to a live map, which is continuously being updated with that data. It becomes something that people can obviously submit themselves, but our ultimate goal would be to get, for example, a QR code during the press updates where people could just launch their camera, point it at their TV screen, and kind of self-report from the comfort of their couch.
And how has the adoption of that been? That's interesting.
So the adoption has been great here in the Montreal region. Obviously, we're software guys and we love working with technology, but we don't have a huge media connections, let's say. So our biggest challenge right now is really trying to get this out to the media and offering them the solution. It's something we don't want to make any money with. We just want to provide tools to help combat this thing. And so that's kind of the challenge we have now. But just from our network, it's been going pretty good.
Yeah, because I can imagine this tool is only as good as the number of people who adopt it. You know, it's like if only a couple of hundred or a couple thousand people do that in a country that has like a million cases of COVID-19, it's not going to be an accurate reflection of what's going on around you. You know what I mean? So I guess that's one of your key challenges would be.
Exactly. To us, it's trying to find the right contacts within the media that will actually try putting up a QR when, you know, Justin Trudeau is addressing us or the premiers of the province are addressing us. And so they can have, you know, hundreds of thousands of people just scanning that QR code from their device and submitting their symptoms. I think then it becomes extremely valuable.
All right. So what's the website again for our listeners to check out VODI and even partake in the COVID-19 portion of that?
Sure. So I would say the simplest is just to go to VODI.io, and you'll see we have a big banner right at the front that shows you the live map or to self-report your symptoms. So you can go to the live map, you can browse the live map, and even in the live map, you can self-report. So if you just go to VODI.io, that's probably the simplest way to get there.
Okay, and again, it's V as in Victor, OTIE.io. Scott, thank you so much for your time. Be well. Thanks for everything.
My pleasure. Thanks so much, Mark.
Scott told me that while he's based in Montreal, and of course it does work in Canada, within the first 48 hours of the COVID-19 feature on the platform, they received people checking in from Australia, Hong Kong, Italy, and many states in the U.S. as well. You're listening to Tech It Out on the Radio America Network. I want to thank you for tuning into the program, which is powered by ASUS, a company that creates technology for today and tomorrow's smart life, including its line of award-winning laptops, like its ZenBooks, VivoBooks, Chromebooks, and business-grade laptops as well, as we heard from them last week, for everyone who is now working from home. They also have desktops. They have their gaming division called ROG, or Republic of Gamers, as well as mobile gear like smartphones and tablets and smartwatches and so on. For those in search of incredible, visit asus.com/us/radio for more info. That's asus.com/us/radio. I'm wishing you all a safe and healthy week ahead, and I look forward to chatting with you next weekend on Tech It Out. Be well. Bye-bye.
Do you know one thing that you can do to make your turkey hunting season more successful? That would be scouting before season opens up. Hi, this is Drew Ramage with Drawn to Wildlife's Tip of the Week. Why is preseason scouting so important? because it can provide you with a wealth of knowledge about the turkey's behavior. Scouting can tell you where the birds are roosting, where they fly down, how many turkeys are using your farm, and much, much more. How do you scout? Arrive early in the morning and listen to see how many birds are gobbling and where they go once they hit the ground. Then, when the coast is clear, walk around. See if you can find feathers, tracks, droppings, or dusting locations. This can tell you where they're hanging out during the middle of the day. Scouting before season can give you plans 1, 2, or 3 in case the bird isn't cooperating or gets boogered up. To learn more about this topic and many more, check us out on drawntowildlife.com, where the seasons never end.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRoxford. The government's top public health officials are saying the projected coronavirus death toll can be changed depending on the behavior of Americans.
Coronavirus Task Force Coordinator Dr. Deborah Birx says data is constantly coming in and the government's projections are being modified. She says if Americans practice social distancing and stay home, the death toll can be lower. But she warns if another major U.S. city has an epidemic like the New York metro area,
that could dramatically change not the model, but the reality of the impact of this virus on Americans.
This past week, the White House estimated COVID-19 deaths in the U.S. could range between 100,000 and 240,000. Greg Clugston, Washington.
The Paycheck Protection Program, offering $349 billion in loans to small businesses who are struggling to survive amid the pandemic. And President Trump is tweeting that he would immediately ask Congress for more money to support small businesses if the original amount isn't enough. The loans are 100% forgivable as long as employers keep paying their workers. Democratic National Committee officials say guidance from health professionals will be followed in their planning for this summer's convention.
We're going to continue to work with public health officials and be guided by their advice moving forward as we plan the specifics of the convention.
DNC Chairman Tom Perez didn't elaborate on what specific changes might be in store for the meeting, which has already been delayed from July until August. Britain's temporarily releasing about 4,000 low-risk inmates with electronic tags to help ease crowding and try to slow the spread of the coronavirus in prisons. People guilty of violent or sexual offenses or terrorism, though, will not be eligible for release. News and analysis at townhall.com.
If you're in HR, you're probably wearing a lot of hats. Recruiter, team builder, trainer, mediator, policy maker, and of course, paper pusher. But not anymore. Bamboo HR is the number one HR software for small and medium businesses. It manages all your employee data easily and automates countless tasks so you can focus on people, not paperwork. Bamboo HR frees you from spreadsheets so you can do your real job, creating a great place to work. If the data shuffle and paperwork mountain have you ready to hang up all your hats, you're ready for Bamboo. If you handle HR records and paperwork, Bamboo HR is a dream. Let us free up your time and put your days of pushing paperwork behind you so you can focus on the people and making your company a great place to work for everyone. Try PC Magazine's top pick for HR software free today. Just go to bamboohr.com/HR. This is a limited offer, only available to radio listeners at bamboohr.com/HR. That's bamboohr.com/HR.
A Delaware judge has granted DuPont's request to dismiss a lawsuit alleging it massively downplayed the cost of environmental liabilities imposed on spinoff company Chemours.
The judge ruled that he had no jurisdiction to hear the case because the separation agreement between the companies clearly states that all disputes arising from the spinoff are subject to binding arbitration. Chemours sued DuPont last year, alleging DuPont deliberately lowballed the cost of environmental liabilities Chemours would face in reimbursing DuPont for pollution related to man-made chemicals known as PFAS. A Chemours spokesman says the company will appeal the ruling to the Delaware Supreme Court. Jeremy House reporting.
Hobby Lobby says the ongoing threat of the coronavirus forcing it to close its stores and furlough all of its store employees and many of its corporate and distribution workers until further notice. Breaking news and analysis at townhall.com. More than 1 million people could swap the Affordable Care Act's health insurance marketplaces in the coming months as employers lay off staff during the coronavirus pandemic.
The health insurance markets are a backbone to the Obama-era law that President Trump has tried to end. Nearly 10 million Americans applied for unemployment benefits in the final 2 weeks of March, far exceeding the figure for any corresponding period on record. Researchers say a hospital stay of several days could cost well over $20,000, depending on factors like where the patient lives and how much time is spent in an intensive care unit. Patrick Foss reporting.
Tens of thousands of medical workers across the U.S. suddenly out of work as operating rooms and doctor's offices go dark and people looking for elective procedures, diagnostic tests, and appointments being canceled or postponed, even as hospitals are scrounging for professionals from the industry to treat the burgeoning numbers of people with COVID-19. More on these stories at townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra.
This Hawaiian mini vacation is brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. So what does professional office cleaning have to do with relaxing in a tropical paradise? Frankly, nothing. But Maui Bob and the crew want to remind you to be sure to take the time for what's important in this workaday world. Family, friends, and yes, even yourself. And if their professional office cleaning services can help you make that time, give them a call at 221-5868. This Hawaiian mini vacation was brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, 221-5868.
This is The Pet Show with America's favorite pet expert, Warren Eckstein. Warren's the author of How to Get Your Dog to Do What You Want, How to Get Your Cat to Do What You Want, and he's here to answer all your pet and animal questions. Now, say hello to Warren Eckstein.
Does your St. Bernard have you praying? Are your calicos keeping you calm? Is your chihuahua helping you chill out a bit? Well, if you love animals, I know you do, care about wildlife and the environment, want to learn how to understand your dogs and cats almost as well as they understand you? If you're confused about your pet's behavior or just want to improve your pet's lifestyle, stay tuned. Because once again, right here, right now, it is time for The Pet Show. America and Canada's first and only real pet psychology, pet training, behavior, and of course, pet lifestyle show. So hop up on my couch, bring your furry little buddies with you, folks, because it is that time once again to let the animal analyzing begin. Hello, everybody. I'm Warren Eckstein. This is The Pet Show, the place where we absolutely, positively, never, ever, ever doubt about it, love, adore, and as I stress every single week, respect pets as much as you do. By the way, if you'd like to join me on the ever-growing Pet Show family, if you want to find out why your dog is humping, your cat's not using a litter box, or if they're driving you crazy because you're home with them all the time, or maybe you're driving them crazy, if you have a question about your pet, great time to give me a call. And just a reminder, if you're a new listener to the Pet Show or a regular listener, everyone that calls into the Pet Show and does, in fact, get through to me live on the air will be getting a fabulous gift for their best friend. That fabulous gift for your dog or cat Many of the items I give away here on the Pet Show are $25, $35, $40, and even more. So it's a great time to give me a call. I'll answer all of your pet and animal questions. And at the same time, a great gift will be on its way. So if you have a question or a comment or just want to let me know how you're faring with your dogs and cats spending so much time together with you. Home. Are they doing okay? Are they stressed out? Are you stressed out? Give me a call. Let me know. I'll send you a great gift. The phone number here at the Pet Show, 877-725-8255. 877-725-8255. That is the way to get through. Lots of time to answer all of your pet and animal questions. And as I said, lots of great stuff to give away on the show as well. I'll go through a list later. We've got Lucy Pet Food, Hugs and Kisses, T-shirts. So much great stuff to give away. I know it's tough to get through to the Pet Show sometimes. Today would be a great day. If you have a question, you have a comment, just want to share a story, how are you doing at home? 877-725-8255. If you get through, I'll send you a great gift. 877-725-8255. That is the way to get through. Let me tell you what I have planned for today's show. But as you know by now, your calls, your questions, your comments always are my first priority. But if we have time, listen carefully. How to get your dogs, or rather, how to get your work done at home while you're with your pets. A lot of people are calling me and emailing me and saying, Warren, I love being around my dogs and cats all day long. I'm just having trouble getting some work done. So today, I will share some tips on working with your dogs and cats, even though you're spending time at home together. Also coming up on today's show, it's an interesting study. Who's more uptight? Who's more fearful? Dogs that live in the city or their rural cousins? Social fearfulness, is your dog a victim? We'll talk about that as well. And, you know, cats have really developed a bad reputation for acting aloof, independent, unaffectionate to their guardians. But hold on, hold on. Today, I will prove otherwise. Today, I will finally prove to you why cats, I'm covering my dog's ear, why cats and dogs, or cats rather, are just as smart, just as compatible as dogs are. We'll talk about that. And just as social as well. We'll talk about that a little bit later on today's show. Plenty of time for all of your questions and comments. As you heard me say, lots of incredibly great pet stuff to give away. So, if your pet is chewing, jumping, confused about the litter box, perhaps your dog isn't housebroken, they're suffering with separation anxiety, maybe depression, your dog chases anything that moves, hates other dogs and some people, your cat just scratched your favorite chairs, keeping you up all night, or your dog actually believes that anything he sees come near the house, he must hump, give me a call, 877-725-8255, the phone number, 877-725-8255. The question of the day, are you able to work at home with your dogs and cats? Are you comfortable working at home with your dogs and cats? Or I should rephrase that. Are your dogs and cats more comfortable working with you? Great time to give me a call. As I said, I got lots of great stuff to give away. Hugs and Kisses, Lucy Pet Food, T-shirts, books, Cats Incredible Litter, Hemp Seed Oil, Mushroom Max, Arthur Sugulto, everyone that calls in and does in fact get through to me live on today's show will get a fabulous gift for their best friend. Just before I went on the air today, I got on my Facebook page. By the way, if you're not following me on Facebook, you should. I'm going to be sharing a lot of information there the next few weeks, posting a lot of videos. And my Facebook page for you guys is simply facebook.com/thepetshow. Facebook.com/thepetshow. I got this message on my Facebook post this morning. It brought tears to my eyes, and I'm curious to see how you guys would react to it as well. So my friend of mine, David, a friend of mine in terms of a Facebook friend of mine. Hey, Warren, I'm not going to be able to call today, but my dog is dying of cancer, and the vets are not allowing people to be with animals when they're put to sleep now. This is horrible, like a damn nightmare. 17 years I've had my wonderful dog, and now when I have to say goodbye, I can't be with him. Devastating. Devastating. You all know about a year ago I had to put my little Cisco to sleep, and I had a vet come to my house, and we had it done here. What happens now? What's going to happen? The guy can't be with his dog. He's had 17 years and he wants to say the final goodbye. Can't blame the vets. We know the coronavirus is out there. What are they going to do? What I recommended on my LA show, and if you agree or you've got a better idea, let me know, is that at least maybe if they can play the voice of their guardian as they're crossing the Rainbow Bridge. And maybe the dog or cat could be wrapped in a blanket of their own, a blanket they've known for years, or a shirt or something their guardian had worn. Poor tears to my, what would you do? Any, I'd love to hear your comments on that. The poor guy had his dog for 17 years, and because of COVID, obviously the vets are not being able to have their guardians come in when they have to put their dog and send their dog across the Rainbow Bridge. Tough, tough situation. Give me a call. Let me know what you think. The phone number, 877-725-8255. 877-725-8255. Plenty of time for your calls. Lots of great stuff to give away. How about we start out today with Kansas, Topeka, Kansas, and my friend Sean. Hey, Sean, welcome to the Pet Show.
Hi there.
How you doing?
Good. We just we've been battling the thing with our boxer for the past 7 years of shedding. That we've tried every type of dog food, give him regular baths, but he still continuously shed. So we're just trying to find out what it is that we might be able to do to try to reduce that.
A couple of things. Let me ask you a question, Sean. How often, when you say you bathe your boxer, I love boxers, by the way. They look like they chase parked cars with those pushkin faces. Sean, when you bathe your dog, how often are you doing it?
Once a week.
Way too much. Way too much. In other words, you might be actually drying out the skin, causing more shedding than you're trying to prevent. So, okay, that's way too much. And what type of shampoo are you using?
Well, we're using the Hertz, hearts with.
No. You need to get yourself a good quality dog shampoo. There are many on the market. And what I want you to do is right now, maybe every other week, every third week, a lot of people don't realize that by putting the soap on the dogs or the cats when you bathe them, it can actually dry the skin out if you bathe them too much. So this is what I want you to do, Sean. I am going to send you my top secret formula. Okay, sure. I'm going to send you a jar of my own Hugs and Kisses vitamin mineral supplement treats, and here's why. I developed Hugs and Kisses over 35 years ago, and the specific reason I developed the Hugs and Kisses was for shedding dander, dry skin, hot spots, and hairballs. The number one ingredient is all-natural lecithin. There's nothing better for skin and coat. So what I'm going to do, Sean, is I'm going to put you on hold. And what I'm going to do is send you a jar of my own Hugs and Kisses vitamin mineral supplement treats for your dog. It's going to maybe three and a half weeks. You'll start noticing a difference. Love to you. Get excited. Go to my website, thepetshow.com. Read all the testimonials. So we're going to send you a jar for your dog, for your boxer. Love him. Give him a big hug. Give him a big kiss. Just remember to wash your hands afterwards. So a jar of my Hugs and Kisses is on their way. Lots of different reasons why dogs should be shedding. And again, in that reason, it sounded to me, in that situation, it sounded to me just like we were overbathing the dog, and overbathing can really dry the skin out. Hey, the phone number here, 877-725-8255. We got Larry in Maryland, Judy in Kentucky, Margaret in California, Darwin in Pennsylvania. We get to all your calls. Great time to call me, 877-725-8255. Now, you've heard me talking about Lucy Pet Food for quite a while now, for many reasons. And you heard me talk about the concept with all of the foods on the market, Lucy Pet Formula by Pet Food, because of their prebiotic formula is the food I chose to feed my own guys, Molly and Willie. But not only me. Police departments all over the country are now using Lucy Pet Formula by Pet Food with good reason. You know, the Los Angeles Police Department, the Oxnard Police Department, many police departments across the country, organizations, just incredible. It's not a food like it on the market. So I want you to hear from a friend of mine. His name is Danny Kasten. Danny is the senior canine officer of the Oxnard Police Department, an incredible guy. Danny, I know you've been working with police dogs for well over 20 years, and quite honestly, we know this, and it makes common sense that if a dog feels good, it's going to work better, just like people. Like any professional athlete, if a dog has to be, especially in your case, your dogs have to be on the top of their game every time they go out on patrol. Your life depends on it, as does theirs. So let me ask you a question. With all of the different dog foods on the market, why is it that Oxnard Police Department and so many other police departments around the country have actually chose to use a Lucy Pet formula for their dogs and for their, they're just an amazing thing. There are so many formulas on the market, and all of the canine units and so many people I've dealt with, including myself, have really seen a major difference by using Lucy Pet Food. So what are some of the differences you guys have seen?
I've been trying different types of food for about 20 years, and when I started using Lucy Pet, I immediately saw a difference in the dog's drive, how healthy he is, how happy he is. At times, we're actually using the food as a reward system while training the dogs because they like it so much. These dogs are running at a high level all the time, And sometimes when we're out on a call, we got one shot at it, and we got to get it right. We got to make sure that dog is healthy and happy and ready to go.
Hey, first of all, Danny, let me just take this opportunity to thank you and all of the officers for the absolutely amazing work you and your dogs do keeping us all safe every day. And a special big thanks to my friends at Lucy Pet Food for keeping those dogs healthy and happy and keeping my dogs healthy and happy at the same time. So if you want to get more information or you'd like to order some Lucy Pet Food, as well you should for your dog or your cat, I want you to log on to their website. It's LucyPet.com, just like it sounds, LucyPet.com, LucyPet.com. And right now, if you go to LucyPet.com, there's 20% off, and shipping is absolutely free. So you have nothing to lose but getting your dogs and cats on the best, healthiest food available, and that's Lucy Pet Food. Check out LucyPet.com today. That's LucyPet.com. I'm Warren Eckstein. This is The Pet Show.
No more monkeys jumping on the bed. No more monkeys jumping on the bed. No more monkeys jumping on the bed. That is what the doctor said. Well, four monkeys were playing on the bed.
I'm Warren Eckstein, host of The Pet Show on this very station. Over 30 years ago, I developed my Hugs and Kisses supplement for both dogs and cats to control your pet's shedding, dander, dry skin, and hairballs while improving your pet's immune system. Hear what one caller says about Hugs and Kisses.
You know what? Riley loves the Hugs and Kisses, and they keep his coat just absolutely fantastic. You know, there are a lot of allergies here and pollen and things like that, and he doesn't have it. So I attribute it to Hugs and Kisses.
No matter what you order at thepetshow.com, shipping is a flat $5. Visit thepetshow.com or call 1-800-430-4847. That's 1-800-430-4847, 1-800-430-HUGS. And log on to thepetshow.com, home of $5 shipping. My Hugs and Kisses supplements are also available as an Amazon choice on Amazon.com with free shipping for Amazon Prime.
Cancer is the number one cause of death by disease for children in the U.S. today. Since the Austin Hatcher Foundation's birth in 2006, it has grown to provide unique programs to help the children and the families affected by pediatric cancer. Support begins at the time of diagnosis and continues throughout survivorship at no cost to families. Lives touched by the foundation continue to rise each day. But we need your help. Donate, volunteer, or partner with the Austin Hatcher Foundation. Learn how you can get involved. Visit hatcherfoundation.org for more information.
Ah, the bull elk's bugle, one of nature's most wondrous sounds. That is not a bull elk, that's Kim. Her RV sewage tank is spewing all over her camper. Way, way out in the middle of elk country. Yep, there's an elk. And that's Kim. It's wild out there. When it gets too wild, Progressive has your RV covered. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
Our veterans risked it all to protect our freedoms. And now they need our help as we all fight the coronavirus. At an unprecedented time in history, our most vulnerable veterans are isolated at hospitals. And during their greatest time of need, their family, hospital volunteers, and staff can have little or no contact with them. Being alone can be terrifying, but we all can help. Help Heal Veterans, with the support of citizens like you, creates, manufactures, and distributes therapeutic art and craft projects for our veterans and military at no charge to them. We invite you to join us in supporting an isolated or sick veteran and help them through this desperate time. To learn more, visit HealVets.org. This message is furnished by Help Heal Veterans, a not-for-profit organization that has been helping veterans for nearly 50 years. HealVets.org.
I'm Andy Solomon. With schools closing across the country because of the COVID-19 virus, parents are suddenly faced with the challenge of keeping their children occupied, and more importantly, learning at home. Pam Rogeman, Dean, College of Education, University of Phoenix, says that regardless of their age, keeping normal school hours for learning should be priority.
Keep learning as a part of your children's day. Use teacher lesson plans and interactive apps. Conduct simple science experiments around the house. Keep reading and writing skills high by assigning books and journals, then schedule time as a family to discuss.
This can also be a great opportunity to introduce new skills. Teach your children how to cook, garden, or play a new sport. You don't need to run out and spend money on a science kit or workbook. you probably already have what you need around your home.
Don't forget to continue to be a role model for your child. Model the behavior you want them to do. Limit your screen time, stay busy during your scheduled work time, and remain calm.
For more information, go to phoenix.edu/COVID-19.
And we are back on The Pet Show. I'm Warren Eckstein. Great time to give me a call. Phone number here at The Pet Show, 877-725-8255, 877-725-8255. Plenty of time for your calls. Lots of great stuff to give away. Everyone that calls and gets to me live will get a great gift for their dog or cat. 877-725-8255. Let me get right back to the busy phone lines here. Lots of great stuff coming up on today's show. How to work with your dog or cat at home. But right now, let's go to Margaret. Hey, Margaret, welcome to The Pet Show.
Hello.
Hi, how are you today?
I'm doing well, thank you. Thank you for taking my call.
Hey, it's my pleasure. What's
up? I have a young pup. She's about 6 months old. And the biggest problem I seem to have with her is just the command to come. And it worries me because if she takes off, I don't want her running out and getting into trouble or getting injured. And just in general, just coming when she's told to come.
Yeah, great call, by the way. Have you done any training with the dog at all?
Yes, yes. And we've done treats and things. I think part of it is, you know, when I have to go to work when she was much younger, I would have to either kennel her or put her in a room with space. And so when I would have her, I would get her and then I'd put her in there. Sometimes
she would come to me. But what else have you, what other type of training have you done teaching her to come when she's called?
Just a lot of praise and love. And
let me go over a couple. This is such a great question. In fact, I got a question similar to this on one of my other shows today. Here's what I want you to understand. It's very easy to get a dog to come to you when it's 12 o'clock at night, you're watching TV, and there's no distractions and nothing going on, and you call the dog and she's right there. However, when they're in the backyard and there's squirrels, all these different things, it's a lot more difficult. The problem is most trainers and most individuals focus on getting their dog to come when their dog is in a stationary position. In fact, most trainers suggest you put your dog in a sit-stay, you stand in front of the dog, and you call the dog. I cannot think of many times I would call my dog to me when they're already sitting or staying. I want my dog to respond to me when they are chasing that squirrel or they are going crazy. So here's what you need to do. In your yard first, take the dog out on a 6-foot leash. While you're walking with the dog out of the clear blue sky, what's the dog's name?
Toffee.
Say, Toffee, come, and start walking backwards, reeling the leash into you. When Toffee gets to you, a tremendous amount of praise. Do that maybe for 2 or 3 days. Then I would expand that to maybe 10 feet. Get some rope, and then 15 feet, and 20 feet. Is your backyard fenced?
Yes.
Once you get the dog coming from a 15 or 20-foot piece of rope, and every time he gets praise coming from motion now, what you do at that point is you can start taking him off the leash, calling him. If he doesn't come, put him back on the leash, start from scratch again. They learn through consistency. So by going back and forth in no time at all, this dog will be coming to you on a regular basis. It's really not that difficult. Margaret, what I'm going to do is – does that make sense to you?
Yes.
What I'm going to do is I'm going to put you on hold. Let me send you a copy of my book, How to Get Your Dog to Do What You Want. In the interim, you can go to the website, thepetshow.com, because there's an article there as well. Getting your dog to come when called is not that difficult. The problem is people will call their dog and say, hey, get over here. What did you do? Bad dog. Or they'll call their dog to them, either to correct them or to put them away or put them outside. So you need to make sure that every time you use the dog's name, every time you call the dog and it gets to you, I want your dog to feel like he just won the Powerball. I want him to think this is the greatest thing in the world. So make sure whenever you use the dog's name in conjunction with the come, it's always a very positive outtake. Phone number here at the Pet Show, 877-725-8255, 877-725-8255. Plenty of time for your calls, lots of great stuff to give away. I'm Warren Eckstein, and you're listening to The Pet Show.
experts at Web.com want to build your business a successful website for free, just like we did for these current Web.com customers.
We've used and looked at other website designers, but there's nobody better than Web.com.
Web.com can build your website in as little as 7 days free. Plus, we'll promote it on all the major search engines like Google, Yahoo, and Bing. If after 30 days you're happy, we'll continue to provide promotion, hosting, support, and maintenance, all for one low monthly fee. If not, cancel and pay nothing.
If you're in business today and you don't have a web presence, you won't be taken seriously.
Call right now and you'll also get a free .com or .net domain name for your new website powered by VeriSign, the world's leading domain name provider.
Call 800-993-8236. That's 800-993-8236.
No upfront charge for site build, after which ongoing fees apply. Rights to site are relinquished when canceled. Domain included during active service, after which fees apply.
That's 800-993-8236.
KCNR Shasta is also broadcasting at K243CT Reading. Tune in to North State Now Thursday nights at 6 p.m. on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Our show features yours truly, Linda Bott, with Michelle Slade, Enjoy the Magazine, and Dr. Orna Gill, featuring music, art, health, wellness, shopping, and more.
Founded in 1995, GI Pathology is the only physician-owned laboratory in the United States dedicated solely to the practice of gastrointestinal and liver pathology. The company provides the highest quality GI pathology diagnosis made exclusively by one of our fellowship-trained gastrointestinal and liver pathologists. GI Pathology delivers results to its Northern California client base within an industry-leading 24 hours. Call 888-2-GI-PATH or go to www.gipath.com for more information.
Where do you go in Shasta County to get advice on the best type of firearm to meet your needs and how to safely carry and use it? The answer is to join the revolution at locally owned Bastiani Arms. Bastiani Arms believes in a better way to serve their customers and providing them with all the information needed to make the right decisions before and after the sale. They have a large selection of guns and ammunition and always special discounts for veterans. Self-protection is your right. Join the revolution at Bastiani Arms, 2539 Larkspur Lane in Reading, 222-8222.
Hi, this is Brian Martin, General Manager of River Common Senior Living. One of the most rewarding things about what I do is watching the positive transformation that often occurs when a senior moves here to our beautiful, independent retirement community. Seniors can become isolated, find it hard to eat good, healthy meals, and even just get around. I call this a failure to thrive. At River Commons, we solve those challenges. You are surrounded by friendly people with similar life experiences. Chef Shalisa and her crew provide three delicious and healthy meals daily. Activities Director Ernie always has a wide variety of things to do, from arts and crafts to outings on our 25-passenger bus. Plus, we provide utilities, cable TV, scheduled transportation, weekly housekeeping, and more. We see seniors go from survive to thrive, and that is just a wonderful thing. Call today for a tour or luncheon a tour and experience River Commons for yourself. 221-2121 or on the web river-commons.com.
Welcome to the Year of the Bear, Black Bear Diner's year-long 25th anniversary celebration. Black Bear Diner first started serving up bear-sized portions of family favorites in 1995, and they are marketing this milestone with a year of tasty specials, fun celebrations, and a continued commitment to give back to the community. Stay tuned and be sure to stop by the Black Bear Diner on Hilltop Drive in Cypress and Redding all year long, and help us celebrate 25 years of
Black Bear Diner.
The value of banking local comes in being able to walk into the lobby, see the president, and be called by your first name. Knowing that lending decisions are made locally by people you call neighbor or serve alongside when supporting a worthy cause. There's confidence in knowing that when you place your trust in Cornerstone Community Bank, you not only help yourself, you support the town you call home. Stop by one of our Reading or Red Bluff branches or visit us online at bankcornerstone.com. Cornerstone Community Bank. We invite you to experience how we are moving local dreams forward.
From the Pacific Justice Institute, this is The Legal Edge with Brad Dacus.
Suicide and depression have reached record highs, leaving communities feeling helpless and broken. Church planting is quickly becoming one of the best ways to transform ravaged neighborhoods into a place where people are cared for and able to forge a relationship with God who brings hope and purpose.
Stay informed on religious freedoms. Receive our weekly email newsletter, The Legal Insider, at pji.org.
The average adult is issued 32 troopers that with proper care and just a little discipline should serve you well during your entire tour of duty on this planet. They're called your teeth. But when your platoon gets out of line, holes in the formation, or other problems, you need to call in an expert like General, Dr. William Farrell, with decades of experience keeping those troops in line and executing their assigned duties properly and dependably. If you'd rather not be there while he reestablishes order amongst the troops, Dr. Farrell offers sedation dentistry. He and his highly trained staff will whip your troops into shape without any discomfort. And having served himself in both the Navy and the Marine Corps, Dr. Farrell offers special consideration to veterans. Let him take the best care of your platoon of teeth, and they will serve you always. Call 547-5757 or visit palosidrodentistry.com. At ease.
And for a limited time, Dr. Farrell is offering x-ray, exam, and cleaning for just $175. Call 547-5757 to schedule your visit.
So go ahead, give them a hug, and then wash your hands. I'm going to get back to the busy phone lines right now. We're going to my friend Judy in the great state of Kentucky. Hey, Judy, welcome to the Pet Show.
Well, thank you so much, and thank you for taking my call.
Hey, it's my pleasure. What's such a lovely state you live in. One of my favorite places in the whole wide world is Louisville.
Oh, it's beautiful. It's beautiful.
What can I do for you today,
Judy?
You
were talking about now, you know, people that are shut in now that have their animals.
Yeah.
I hear that there are lots and lots of adoptions going on now. And shelters are finding themselves running out of animals because people that are confined are adopting animals, which is great.
You know, that's one, Judy, that's one of the only advantages of this horrible, horrible thing that's going around is so many shelters have run out of dogs. People are fostering, people are adopting at an incredible rate. However, I did get an email from American Humane this week saying, yeah, lots of dogs, older puppies, they're finding homes, but they're still having trouble finding foster homes and people to adopt more cats and kittens. So we got to change that around as well.
That's true. My question for you today, well, actually, I have two things. The first thing is you were talking about euthanasia.
Yeah.
And it's funny because just yesterday I was having a conversation with one of my dogs, and I told him, I said, you know, I was there when you took your first breath, and I promise you I'll be there when you take your last.
Bless you, Judy.
So one of the things that I can think of that maybe they could do is if they would go around and let you drive around to the back entrance, and if they would come on out and euthanize them in your lap in the car.
Yeah, I don't know. I just don't know if any of the vets or technicians would want to be that close to the pet guardian. That's the only concern I would have.
Well, I'd be happy to wear a mask or a bubble on my head, but I will not have one euthanized that I am not there.
Listen, I'm with you 100%, but my heart does break for that guy, you know, because in certain places it's easier, but in other places it's more difficult. But, yeah, I would want to be there. Yeah, listen, that's why I said either wrap him in something that smells of you, let him hear your voice, or at least when he crosses that bridge, he knows he's still loved.
Yeah. Well, the question I have is I have three dogs. They're all adopted. And I have only one out of the three, but he just chews on his feet and toes constantly. What could be causing that?
Any number of things. It could be a thyroid problem from a medical perspective. It could be boredom. It could be an allergy. Now, my guess is it's probably some type of allergy. Do you note if he's licking the bottom of the feet or the top of the feet more?
I would say the bottom. He seems to chew on the bottom more and more on the top.
Yeah, if he's chewing on the bottom, it sounds to me like it's possibly some type of allergy. Okay, it's always a good idea to check with the vet. So let me do this. We don't know for sure, but I'm going to send you some hemp seed oil specifically made for dogs that have allergies. Let's see if that doesn't make a difference. Also, I'm assuming you have a yard where the dog goes out to eliminate?
Yes.
What I would do is make sure you wipe the dog's feet when he comes in. But I want you to listen to me very, very, very carefully because I've heard a lot about this. If people out there are insane enough, a lot of people are using bleach to clean their dog's paws after a walk. You need to rethink this. Exposure to bleach through ingestion, breathing, or touching is toxic for dogs and can lead to severe burns or corrosion or even death. But listen, here's what you need to do. You need to wipe your dog's feet in every time he comes in from outside. outside. But what you need to do is use some regular soap and water, or you can use some doggy shampoo and water as well. You don't want to use those wipes that we use, you know, like the, why is my name going blank? You know, those Purell stuff, they contain a lot of alcohol, which is drying. Also, the dogs can ingest that as well. So some plain soap and water or some doggy shampoo and water, wash the feet off. I'm going to send you some of this hemp seed oil specifically made for allergies. I've seen amazing results with it. I think that's probably what's causing it. However, if you don't see a result in a couple of weeks, perhaps a trip to the vet just so he can check them to make sure that there's not some type of thyroid problem going on.
Okay, now is this something that is applied externally?
No, it's a pill you can give them, a tablet, and they love it. It's chewable.
Okay.
On its way to you, say hello to everyone in beautiful Kentucky. Judy, I'm going to send that to you for you and your beautiful dog. And give me a call back. Let me know how it works, and I appreciate the call. Hey, the phone number here at the Pet Show, 877-725-8255, 877-725-8255. Let me take a break. When we come back, we got Tony in Colorado. We got Matt in Iowa. We got Jim in Vermont. We got Dollar in Washington State. We are all over the place. They got plenty of time to answer your questions and lots of amazing stuff to give away. Quick break, then right back at you right now. Listen to me carefully. A lot of our questions are about cats. And very often we get questions about cats and litter. Now, you guys have been listening, many of you have been listening to me and watching me on TV, whether it be Regis and Kathy Lee, the Today Show, Good Morning America, the Letterman Show, or for years and years as the creature keeper on the Mickey Mouse Club, but I've never, ever recommended or endorsed any type of cat litter. Now I do, because of you. I've been telling you about Lucy Pet's Cat's Incredible Cat Litter for over a year now, and the response from you, my listeners, all over the U.S. and Canada has been nothing short of amazing. Lucy Pet's Cat's Incredible Cat Litter is so different. But I want to talk to you about ammonia. Ammonia is very dangerous, not only for your cats, but dangerous for family members as well. Lucy Pet's Cat's Incredible Cat Litter actually prevents ammonia from forming in the first place. No, it doesn't cover it up. No, it doesn't get rid of it. It prevents it from forming in the first place. In fact, its patent-pending technology will keep your home healthy. Ammonia happens to be the main cause of litter box odors. I don't have to tell you that. But with Lucy Pet's Cat's Incredible Cat Litter keeping that box ammonia-free, makes perfect sense. The litter's going to stay fresher longer, keeping your home smelling exactly the way you would want it to smell. Cat's Incredible is safe. It's reliable, can be used with every single cat. So you might be saying, Warren, why do cats prefer Lucy Pet's Cat's Incredible Cat Litter? It's made with sodium bentonite clay, which, by the way, cats really do prefer. Even those finicky felines will be incredibly happy and satisfied with their brand new litter. I want to talk to you about healthy cats. Let's face it, that's what we strive to have. Ammonia can quickly build up in both ordinary clay and those alternative litters you may be using right now. This can cause respiratory illness, digestive problems, and many other ailments in your cats. Just another reason to switch to Lucy Pet's Cat's Incredible Cat Litter, environmentally sourced and made right here in America by Lucy Pet Products. Here's what I want you to do. I want you to log on to LucyPet.com. Just like it sounds, LucyPet.com, and I want you to get Lucy Pet's Cat's Incredible Cat Litter for your cat's litter box. You'll be happy, but more important to me, your cats will be happy. And now, when you go to LucyPet.com, you'll get 20% off, and shipping is absolutely free. So log on to LucyPet.com. That's LucyPet.com. Don't wait. 20% off free shipping at LucyPet.com today. I'm Warren Eckstein. This is The Pet Show.
A big cat, small cat, short cats, tall cats, old cats, young cats, many to be found. Nice cats, mean cats, fat cats, lean cats, big-eared, small-eyed, running all around.
Hear that? It's time for Dodge Power Dollars on Dodge Charger and Challenger, where you get $10 off per horsepower. So you can enjoy the sweet sounds of Dodge Charger RT Scat Packs 485 horsepower and get $4,850 off. Or take it up a notch with Dodge Challenger SRT Hellcat Red Eye 797 horsepower and get $7,970 off. So come in for Dodge Power Dollars and get a great deal. Up and unavailable on leases. See dealer for details.
As soon as we're back out in our yard, yep, we get company.
Dandelions, lurking crabgrass, and weak thin grass. But Scott's Turf Builder Triple Action takes care of them all. Now, with one bag, you can kill weeds, prevent crabgrass for up to 4 months, and feed for greener grass. Triple Action, so your lawn thrives, guaranteed. Only from Scott's.
Weeds aren't welcome here.
This is a Scott's yard. Pick up a bag of Scott's Triple Action today.
Here is your healthcare update with America's healthcare advocate, Kerry Hall.
Do antioxidants really neutralize cancer-causing free radicals? I'll be right back to give you the answer. Antioxidants do neutralize free radicals and convert them into harmless substances that can be eliminated. The body has a natural supply, but many foods are powerful antioxidants. Foods like oranges, blueberries, strawberries, grapes, spinach, kale, yes, that broccoli, tea, tomatoes, and Brussels sprouts all have natural antioxidants as well as vitamin A, C, E, and beta carotene, cozine, Q10, zinc, magnesium, and selenium, which is found in garlic. Well-known medical institutions like Harvard and the University of California, Johns Hopkins, Stanford all say these can make a very big difference and reverse the effects of aging. That's a powerful message, ladies and gentlemen, and the choice is yours. For more information, go to our website, americashealthcareadvocate.com, americashealthcareadvocate.com.
Leading medical and health organizations are calling on the American public to combat the spread of the virus by staying at home. The American Medical Association, American Hospital Association, and American Nurses Association this week issued an unprecedented open letter to the public asking that they adhere to physical distancing and to stay at home. Dr. Patrice A. Harris, president of the American Medical Association, on why this is necessary.
Each of us has a role in fighting this virus, and Americans must take these steps to drastically slow down the spread of COVID-19. These measures not only help to protect our families and friends, but also give physicians, nurses, and everyone on the front lines a fighting chance.
As America commits to staying at home, what other important steps should the public take during these challenging times?
Being isolated can be difficult for all of us, and physicians and the AMA are concerned about people's mental health as part of their overall health. It's important to stay connected with family and friends during this time.
Those with urgent medical needs should seek care. Everyone else is advised to stay at home.
If you're driven by an adventurous heart, you're in luck. The Subaru Outback is all new for 2020. It'll take you as far as you want to explore with standard symmetrical all-wheel drive plus up to 33 miles per gallon. It'll take you off the beaten path with 8.7 inches of ground clearance plus standard X mode with hill descent control. Welcome to the all-new best Outback ever, the 2020 Subaru Outback. Go where love takes you. EPA estimated highway fuel economy for the 2020 Subaru Outback non-turbo model. Actual mileage may vary.
Cancer is the number one cause of death by disease for children in the U.S. today. Since the Austin Hatcher Foundation's birth in 2006, it has grown to provide unique programs to help the children and the families affected by pediatric cancer. Support begins at the time of diagnosis and continues throughout survivorship at no cost to families. Lives touched by the foundation continue to rise each day. But we need your help. Donate, volunteer, or partner with the Austin Hatcher Foundation. Learn how you can get involved. Visit hatcherfoundation.org for more information.
A horse right here, the name is Paul Revere, and here's a guy that says it's all weather's clear.
And we are back on the Pet Show. I'm Warren Eckstein. Phones are jam-packed, and we get to all your calls. We are all over the place today. The question of the day is pretty simple. Are you able to work at home with your dogs and cats? Let me know. 877-725-8255. Let me get back to the phones. We got Tony in Colorado. We got Dollar in Washington State. Bruce in Florida. Jim in Vermont. Matt in Iowa. I'm going to get to all your calls, but right now we're going to go to the great state of Colorado and Tony. Hey, Tony. Welcome to the Pet Show.
Yeah. Hey. Thanks. Wondering if you can give me some advice. Let me tell you what my daughter has this dog. I don't know what kind of dog it is. He's brown, short hair, and I don't know, he's probably 60 pounds, you know, so he's fairly good size. Now, the dog is protective of her, I mean, for her, you know, and so they're out of state, but when she comes down here, the dog intimidates me, you know, so I was wondering, what kind of advice can you give me?
Yeah, Tony, does the dog intimidate you? Let's say when your daughter comes to visit you, does she bring the dog right into the house? Is that where you're meeting the dog?
I'll meet him outside and inside.
Okay, what is his response with other people where she lives?
See, now that's the thing. You know, okay, if she's with her, see, if she comes by herself, the dog is he's in his own little world taking care of, you know, watching over her or, you know, protecting her or whatever. But if she comes with her boyfriend, then it's night and day difference. Then I can You know, then I can even.
Yeah, but that's. But then here's the point. Here's the point I'm trying to get across. In other words, if your daughter takes her dog out for a walk by herself where she lives, what's the dog's reaction when it sees other people and her husband's not with her? She's by herself. She's walking the dog wherever she lives, and she comes across somebody. What's the dog's reaction at that point?
Exactly. I really couldn't tell you. I think she has to leash him, and you know, or else he'll. I don't know. Okay, first of all, a couple of things.
Number one is the dog probably did not receive the proper socializing. That's kind of, it doesn't take a brain surgeon to tell you that. What I would do at this point is the next time your daughter comes to visit you, what I would do is I would meet them, not at your home, not in front of your house, maybe at a park or some other place in the area where you live. When she gets there, I want you to have one of the dog's toys already with you. I want you to have a couple of treats with you and just have your daughter walk the dog around you or walk with her alongside of her, not close enough if you're fearful, but walking alongside of her. I think getting the dog to know you on neutral territory is going to make a big difference. The other thing I want you to do is take a shirt that you've worn, whether it be a t-shirt, a sweatshirt, whatever, send it to your daughter or give it to your daughter and let that stay around her home so that the dog becomes so familiar with your scent, Grandpa Tony, that's who you are, so familiar with your scent, Tony, that the dog is not kind of freaked out when he comes to you. How long has she had the dog since it was a puppy?
Yeah.
Okay, I was going to say, because maybe the dog feels like it's going to be given away. So my recommendation is perhaps the next time she comes to see you, rather than have her with the dog, have her husband with the dog, tell her to stay away, have her husband with the dog, and you greet the dog with her husband, get to know the dog that way, and then a little bit later, introduce her or add your daughter to it. So first establish the relationship with her husband, then add your daughter to it. That should make all the difference for you, Tony.
Huh. Okay.
Very common problem. It's a very common. I wish I knew a little bit more about the background, but if you follow that advice, I'm sure it's going to work for you. Again, neutral territory, away from your home. Make sure you have some treats and a dog's toy there. Send an article of your clothing so the dog lives with your scent. Have her husband meet you at the location without her. Maybe she can sit in the car and she can come out 5 or 6 minutes later after the dog is already comfortable for you. I promise you it'll make a big difference. I appreciate the phone call. Let's send Tony in Colorado. We're going to send Tony. What do we want to send Tony? You know what? Let's send Tony some hemp seed. Joint health for the dog. Hemp seed joint health for the dog. On its way to you. Appreciate the phone call. 877-725-8255. Quick break when we come back. Darla, Bruce, Jim, Matt, we'll get to your calls. We got plenty of time. Lots of time to answer your calls. Lots of great stuff to give away. 877-725-8255. Listen to me carefully because I'm going to brag to you guys a little bit. Is your dog or cat's constant itching? If that constant scratching is making you absolutely crazy enough to pull your own hair out, over 35 years ago, when I first started talking to all of you about your pets on radio and TV, I heard over and over and over again, Warren, our cats and dogs need relief from dry skin, itching, shedding, dander, and hairball. So solving those problems was exactly my inspiration for developing my Hugs and Kisses vitamin mineral supplement treats. And you know me, I worked with the top animal nutritionists and veterinarians to formulate the most comprehensive antioxidant-rich supplements. And now, my own Hugs and Kisses has been a healthy daily treat for literally generations of dogs and cats. Just read the 5-star testimonials on my website, thepetshow.com. If you want to control your dog or cat shedding, if that dander is driving you crazy and your cat suffers with hairballs, relief just a click away. Visit my website, thepetshow.com, or order my Hugs and Kisses vitamin mineral supplements. You can go to my website, thepetshow.com. You can call my office directly at 1-800-430 and the word hugs. 1-800-430-HUGS. That's 1-800-430-4847, or log on to thepetshow.com. And my Hugs and Kisses vitamin mineral supplements are also available at amazon.com. And if you're a Prime member, shipping is free. So check out Hugs and Kisses vitamin mineral supplement treats, one formula for dogs, one for cats. Either log on to thepetshow.com, call 1-800-430-HUGS, or check them out at amazon.com. I'm Warren Eckstein. This is The Pet Show.
know one thing that you can do to make your turkey hunting season more successful? That would be scouting before season opens up. Hi, this is Drew Ramage with Drawn to Wildlife's Tip of the Week. Why is preseason scouting so important? Because it can provide you with a wealth of knowledge about the turkey's behavior. Scouting can tell you where the birds are roosting, where they fly down, how many turkeys are using your farm, and much, much more. How do you scout? Arrive early in the morning and listen to see how many birds are gobbling and where they go once they hit the ground. Then, when the coast is clear, walk around. See if you can find feathers, tracks, droppings, or dusting locations. This can tell you where they're hanging out during the middle of the day. Scouting before season can give you plans 1, 2, or 3 in case the bird isn't cooperating or gets boogered up. To learn more about this topic and many more, check us out on DrawnToWildlife.com, where the seasons never end.
With your Mayo Clinic Radio Health Minute, I'm Jeff Olson. Thumb arthritis can be painful.
Where you have the base of the thumb rubbing on a bone that we call the trapezium.
During that rubbing, the cartilage in the joint can wear away.
And this is where patients will complain of pain and swelling.
Orthopedic surgeon Dr. Sanj Kakkar says nearly half of women over 70 years old may develop thumb arthritis, making for painful moments doing everyday chores and lifelong hobbies. But Dr. Kakkar says there are several options for alleviating the pain.
Initially, the treatment for it is a splint that goes around your thumb.
Topical anti-inflammatory medications and physical therapy are helpful for some patients. Steroid injections reduce pain too, although the effects can wear off over time. Dr. Kakkar says surgery is a final option when a patient continues to experience debilitating symptoms.
The main surgery there is taking out that bone and then doing some form of suspension to prevent instability of that joint.
For more information, talk with your healthcare provider or visit mayoclinic.org.
This is Carl on his motorcycle.
Let's ride till we run out of gas!
And this is Carl off his motorcycle.
Balsa wood is very different than teak. People confuse the two.
On his motorcycle.
Hey! Check out that view!
Off his motorcycle.
Let's do puzzles in the break room.
On.
Look at all that open road!
Off.
Look how long my fingernails are getting.
You're better on your bike. Progressive helps keep you on it. Get a quote in as little as 3 minutes at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
Hi, this is Dr. Phil. The new coronavirus called COVID-19 is spreading in China and beyond. While CDC is working to stop the spread of the virus, we can all play a role in stopping this deadly disease. The CDC Foundation is a nonprofit organization supporting emergency response efforts in the United States and around the world. To get updates and learn how to protect friends and loved ones, find out how to help by going to cdcfoundation.org.
And we are back on the Pet Show. I'm Warren Eckstein. This is interesting. Governor Ducey from Arizona put out a new order. The new order states that during our current stay-at-home restrictions, pets and animals in Arizona can now be examined by their veterinarians through telemedicine. Now, that's different than a lot of other places, but most importantly, it also states that veterinarians cannot charge any more for telemedicine, for asking questions or getting advice over the computer. They can't charge any more than they would normally charge for a regular visit. That's kind of interesting. So that's in Arizona. I don't know of any other state that's doing it. If you do, let me know. Give me a call. The phone number here, 877-725-8255, the way to get through. We're going to break for the top of the hour. When we come back, we got Matt and I. Iowa, great question. Jim in Vermont, Bruce in Florida, Dollar in Washington State. We'll get to all your calls. Lots of great stuff to give away. My question to you guys today is, how are you guys dealing with being home all the time with your pets? Are they making work easier for you or more difficult? I share some tips on working with your pets. All that coming up right here. The phone number, 877-725-8255. I'm Warren Eckstein, and you're listening to The Pet Show.
Together on a planet of the sun.
I'm Andy Solomon. With schools closing across the country because of the COVID-19 virus, parents are suddenly faced with the challenge of keeping their children occupied, and more importantly, learning at home. Pam Rogeman, Dean, College of Education, University of Phoenix, says that regardless of their age, keeping normal school hours for learning should be priority.
Keep learning as a part of your children's day. Use teacher lesson plans and interactive apps. Conduct simple science experiments around the house. Keep reading and writing skills high by assigning books and journals, then schedule time as a family to discuss.
This can also be a great opportunity to introduce new skills. Teach your children how to cook, garden, or play a new sport. You don't need to run out and spend money on a science kit or workbook. You probably already have what you need around your home.
Don't forget to continue to be a role model for your child. Model the behavior you want them to do. Limit your screen time, stay busy during your scheduled work time, and remain calm.
For more information, go to phoenix.edu/COVID-19.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.